producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
TMB, and it is an event of events that's going to be starting tomorrow. The gala is upon us, and you are running around Nashville like crazy, getting people from all over the world. How are you, my friend?
RSB, I'm doing great. I'm like a chicken with my head cut off tonight.
I'm just glad that you're not on the road having to do the show. I think you've settled into a room, hopefully, somewhere, so you can rest and recover, because we got a lot to do.
Yeah, I'm in the hotel room actually right now. I figured I'd go ahead and do this on a landline instead of doing it on my cell phone while driving, which is a little more dangerous.
Well, absolutely. I'm just feeling like much better knowing that you're safe in the room with all the carting around. I was going to have to see if you could be hired by Uber or Lyft because you've been driving so much with everybody all over the world.
I don't want that job, RSD. I don't want it.
No, you don't have to do it. It's just a temporary thing. So, listen, I want to celebrate with you. I got Paul Barrettiero. He just showed up. I didn't even have a chance to hook up a microphone. I didn't know he'd be here while we're on the air, but Paul's coming up and the family. We're going to be with you tomorrow and so many other great healers that are doing such wonderful work. And Paul tells me that the people are just calling from all over the world about the molecular hydrogen as well from the ecosystem. And it's just amazing how much information was flooding, no pun intended to use the water analogy, all over the world to get people well.
Yeah, it really is. It's just amazing. It's a blessing to have the reach that we've had and to have been able to affect so many people's lives in a positive way. And with so many great people that have been involved with the Truth About Cancer, yourself included, Paul included, and dozens more that we're going to be seeing tomorrow here in Nashville.
Yeah, I you've told me a number of people are coming. Is Dr. Edward Group, is he going to be there, Dr. Group?
No, Ed was invited. He couldn't make it. He had some okay. best plans for tomorrow night.
He's one of the guys I definitely want to meet. We haven't interviewed yet on the air before, but I'm thrilled that I'm going to finally connect with the Doc of Detox because he's cranked it up here. We're doing Detoxa Fridays now with him.
The Doc of Detox, Detoxa Fridays. I love it. Yeah, Daryl will be there tomorrow. And, it's going to be fun to be able to hook up with him. And another detoxification expert will be there. Dr. Buttar is going to be there.
Dr. Buttar, is it true? Do you still have, because we talked about this with Rashid on Monday's show when we did Advanced Medicine. He said that you also told him that I was going to introduce him because, you might crack up if you tried to introduce him.
I told him that you're probably going to have to introduce him because if I announced that he had a Lifetime Achievement Award, that I would probably start laughing.
they wouldn't understand the reference. Why is he laughing at him? This is serious
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, but yeah, no. Who knows? But it'll be fun. I know people, like I said, enjoy the camaraderie that we all have and, the dedication to bringing information out in this way. And
It's great. I'm actually just about, once we get through the show, I'm heading out to go pick up Mary Beth Gonzalez at the airport to bring her to the hotel.
Oh, God bless Mary Beth. She was the rock behind Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. I'm so thrilled to be able to see her again. The last time was actually at the memorial service in New York for Nick. And, anything we can do to continue his work and make sure that the things that he learned and was wanting to teach others it continues would be a blessing.
Yep, absolutely, man. It's going to be a great evening. It's going to be a great next couple of days for us.
Yeah, so big hugs to Mary Beth when you see her later tonight. We'll see her tomorrow. One of the things I wanted to start with, and it's not the happiest of subjects, but another shooting that is suspect up out in San Bernardino. Now, this doesn't sound like a school shooting where we see all of the Ritalins of the world and other things, psychiatric drugs. We don't know what's going on here. There's a lot to speculate on. But any time now, politically, all of these shootings become politicized immediately. Like, there's no hesitation, and the president immediately says, see, this doesn't happen in other countries. We need to make it harder to get guns. Yeah. I'm thinking, the only people that would have guns are criminals like this. I want people to be able to defend themselves. I think that's a birthright, a human right to do that. And, you know, we got to be a counterbalance for that.
You know, Robert, I've been running around all day. I've just seen snippets as I was either in the hotel or the airport about what's going on.
Yes.
And I don't know any of the details, but just nothing would surprise me once we get to the bottom of what really happened. Let's just say I'm not buying the official story, no matter what it is.
Well, and again, the thing that makes this unusual is that there were, what do they call them when they conduct tests or training things?
Oh, yeah, there were drills going on.
Drills. Every time there's a drill going on, how weird is it? Oh, they were doing drills the day of that shooting, of that bombing. And it's just in Paris, everywhere you go, and you have to scratch your head and just say, all right, I don't know what's really going on, but I find it highly suspicious that in every case there's a drill going on.
There always is drills going on behind the false flag. There 9/11, there was drills.
Yeah.
Sandy Hook, there was drills. Boston bombing, there was drills. 7/7 London, drills. Paris, drills going on. There's always drills going on that go live. And I would not be surprised if that's kind of what happened. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we're not speculating on what this is actually, except that it is being politicized almost instantaneously. There is an agenda by certain aspects within our own government and outside of it that wants to disarm the American people, and that would be an absolute disaster. And I think the resolve is strengthened, not weakened. It backfires on them with each event that they do. Now, in Australia, there was evidently a massive school shooting that happened years ago that caused the Australian people to say, that's it, we're done, government, take our guns, we don't feel safe, and they fell for it. But they didn't have a Bill of Rights. They didn't have a Second Amendment there. They didn't have a history of recognizing that it's tyranny, potential tyranny of government, that necessitates a well-armed populace. And that is something that is unique on this planet that I don't think they'll be successful at, but it doesn't mean they won't continue to attempt to perpetrate events like this, whether this is indeed the case. Regardless, they're politicizing it.
And it's funny that you say that, protecting the government. That was the original purpose for bearing arms, was not to hunt, not to protect against criminals, well, not to protect against non-governmental criminals. It was to protect against the government tyranny. That was the purpose for the Second Amendment initially.
Yeah, and think about other rights that we've lost simply because they've been educated out of us. The right to nullify a decision within the court. This is called jury nullification. And there's another story here about a judge jailing a former pastor for jury nullification education. Basically, he was standing on a public street corner outside of the courthouse. He wasn't directly in front of it. Out on the corner, he was handing out pamphlets from the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA, about the reality that it is a right of a juror to rule not only on the case, but on the law itself. And if they find it basically a repugnant law, a law they disagree with, or it's being misapplied, they can find a defendant innocent, even if they committed the so-called crime that's on the statute, if they say that the statute is ridiculous. I remember my dear mom, who you know, Mickey, she was called to jury duty, and they had her. They were interviewing her to see if she would be on a drug trial, right? There was drugs involved. And she says, yeah, I'll do it. And then they say, well, what are your beliefs about drugs? And she says, I think the government should get out of this business of drugs, and they should be made legal. Well, she was dismissed immediately. Grandma Mickey was like, no, we can't have her on the jury. That's not what we want. We want people that will convict people that are involved in, like, for instance, trafficking of a plant that God created. Now, we're not talking about cocaine and heroin here, but in terms of cannabis, which we have discussed long time now, about the reality that plant is not what they've said it was.
So basically, this pastor got arrested for basically educating people?
He got arrested
for passing out information?
Yep. He says, and this is a quote from him. He says, this Mr. Wood, Keith Wood, 39, he says, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, the truth will set you free, and I want people to know the truth. That was Wood saying, listen, this is why I'm doing this. I want people to know their rights, because if you don't know them, you'll lose them. And right. The judge called him in. They had a couple of cops say, hey, can you come in? The judge wants to talk to you. He says, am I being detained? No, you're not being detained. So finally, he says, listen, the judge says you really need to come talk to him. He goes into the judge's, the court, and immediately they say, arrest that man. Immediately they say, arrest that wow. man for tampering with a jury.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have the article in front of me, but that it sounds almost like entrapment on their part.
Yeah, exactly. He should have refused to go in. I mean, that's another thing. Yeah. Thinking, because he said, am I being detained? No, you're not being. But they can lie to you. Now, he goes into the court innocent, saying, oh, okay, judge wants to talk to me. And he immediately says, place him in custody for jury tampering. Was he specifically targeting anybody on a jury? No. He was standing on a street corner exercising his First Amendment rights, not granted by government, but granted by God, acknowledged by government. And now he was given a bond of $150,000. I mean, murderers sometimes get lower bonds than that.
Yeah.
After sitting in jail for 12 hours. So this tells you what the real danger is to government. An aware population that knows that they have more power than the government, especially when they serve on a jury, but the very knowledge and spreading of that knowledge that a jury can nullify a verdict, even if they're guilty because the law is crazy, that's what they find more dangerous than anything.
Yeah, they don't want the populace to be aware. I mean, how about arresting the cop or the judge for prevarication? I mean, they're lying to the guy to get him to come in, and then they arrest him. That in and of itself is immoral.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And so this is why, yesterday I was very upset on the air because, family that I hold very dear to my heart, the Nagel family, their daughter at 24 years of age died. And that's Lindsay Nagel. And, she was one adopted from Romania. A lot of kids were adopted after the Iron Curtain fell in the late 80s, early 90s. And they made them take all the HIV tests, right? Back then, HIV was all the rage. And then they put all the kids that were adopted, in Minnesota in this case, on the HIV drugs known as AZT. And her parents that had adopted her said they had found Peter Duesberg. They found out that the scam of HIV and AZT, and they stopped the drugs. And guess what? Out of 30-some-odd kids that were that immigrated, were brought in adopted, she was the only one that lived. The only one that lived. And then she had the audacity to have a baby in a hospital. They targeted that baby to drug that baby, or she would lose that baby. And she died ultimately of a broken heart, in my opinion, even though there was an infection involved, but because they forced her into that weakened state where they can manipulate her and drug her. And this is the kind of thing that outrages me. So I'm a little ornery from last night, TMB, so hang in there. We're going to take a break. It's Outside the Box Hump Day, as we like to call it here. Ty Bollinger is with us, The Truth About Cancer. The links are in the show notes. Thanks to Op-Ed at robertscottbell.com. Coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, we're going to find out the economic impact of destroying two Death Stars, because Star Wars is coming out, the new one, the Empire. What is it called? The Empire Awakens or something Awakens? The Force Awakens.
You know, I don't know, RSB. I'm not really a big Star Wars fan, so I don't even know what it's called. Beyond.
Yeah, I think it's The Force Awakens. I think that's right. Anyway, it's obviously got everybody a buzz in the media. And somebody, we'll get to the accounting, because you've got an accounting background, so you can determine the veracity of the reporting on this, but I think it's rather interesting. We'll get to that. We'll lighten it up later with some economic discussion on a on an empire scale, which is kind of what we're dealing with here. Now, let's see, what else we got here? We got the Fully Informed Jury Association. It's a group I learned about first in the 1990s, and the amazing group that really was just hardcore and just trying to communicate to juries their rights. And you think that would be a civic, you know, responsible thing to do, that judges would say, yes, that's a great thing to do. And it used to be, Ty,
it's almost like informed consent, right? With a medical practitioner, you must have informed consent. It's the same principle, I think, with a jury. They should know what their rights and duties are as jury people. The fact that they don't is in and of itself wrong, and the fact that a man was thrown in jail for trying to educate them is honestly criminal, in my opinion.
Right. But as I say, the symptoms indicate the disease. The disease is government gone mad, and the cure is a well-armed and well-aware populace. Yep. Both of those things they want to eliminate, the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Here, two stories we've covered, this one related to the First Amendment. And, again, judges used to, years ago in this republic, used to inform the juries about their right to nullify verdicts. Yet now, if you simply make them aware that they can do that, they will put you in jail for jury tampering, even if you're just giving out the information in the vicinity and not targeting any particular juror.
I mean, that's so bizarre. I mean, I'm waiting for the Twilight Zone music to come in now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't imagine that actually happened, but it did.
Yeah.
That's
well, you can't make this stuff up. I wish we were, because then we can go, ha-ha, isn't that an absurd thing? It would never happen, right? But this is the stuff that is happening, and has been happening for quite some time. Now, switching gears real quick, a few minutes we got on mammograms. We've covered the issue of mammograms for many years. You've written about them extensively, and you know, Cancer Step Outside the Box, and of course others that have talked about it in The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest. They're talking here about false positive mammograms. They're saying even a false positive may be indicating a breast cancer risk later. I guess the question is, TMB, how many false positives does it take to cause cancer?
Well, the false positives, I mean, you have several different issues here that we're dealing with. False positives, number one, are extremely emotionally toxic to women. You know, if they think they have breast cancer, but they don't. The mammograms in and of themselves are carcinogenic, which could cause breast cancer later. And if you have a false positive, what's going to happen? So you have a mammogram that says that you have a cancer, but you really don't. So what are they going to do? They're going to start treating it with treatments that will cause cancer.
Right.
We have emotional toxicity, we have treatment toxicity, and we have the actual mammogram itself causing cancer. I mean, that's a triple whammy right in the face of the women that are getting these mammograms. No wonder we have a breast cancer explosion. We're giving women breast cancer with mammograms and with the treatments.
Yeah, and the treatment includes it sounds eerily like what they do with HIV now, even though we know the tests are bogus. They'll say, oh, you are at high risk for exposure, so let's give you pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is basically what they call preventive chemotherapy. We're going to give you chemotherapy so you don't get what we don't want you to get, but the chemotherapy side effects are exactly the same symptomatic of the disease. And here in cancer treatment, you don't have cancer. The positive, and maybe it's a false positive, it's negative, but we're going to give you tamoxifen. Never mind that causes the very cancer we're trying to detect with ionizing radiation, which also causes cancer.
Yeah, never mind that it's a known carcinogen. Never mind that both of the biggest treatments for cancer, the chemo and the radiation, are known to cause cancer. It's like you can't make this stuff up, Robert. We got a pastor getting thrown in jail for educating jurors about their rights as jurors. We have cancer patients being given chemotherapy and radiation to treat cancer, but, oh, sorry, that actually causes cancer. We definitely need to have the Twilight Zone music ready just to play at any time.
Well, it's loony land, and that's why I say I shake my head at this stuff. We cover it to help you see through it, and I hope you'll tell your friends and family members about the Robert Scott Bell Show, particularly when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger each week. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got the big Truth About Cancer Gala, the global quest that we've been on, and we're all coming together in Nashville tomorrow, and we'll get you reports from the scene as well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm here with the heavyweight champion of the healing world, DMB. Did you have like a wrestling name, Ty, ever? You know, I know you were into wrestling and stuff.
A wrestling name?
Yeah.
No, I never really had a wrestling name. I knew a lot of wrestlers that had nicknames, but I never really did.
I was thinking, you know, it's got to be something good for you. And it's amazing we haven't come up with it yet, but I'm just thinking out loud as we see the heavyweight champion of the healing world, Ty Bollinger, bringing it on. So there we go.
I don't know if I'm a champion, man, but I'm definitely a heavyweight.
Well, you're my champion, my friend. So we got lots of cool stuff happening in Nashville. We're going to get together with a lot of the folks, the doctors, and some of the people who were healed. In fact, we'll be there at the gala event, and we'll be reporting from there Thursday and Friday. And
yep.
you'll hear it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very excited about all of this that is going on. And you know, we talk about old media, right? Mainstream media and new media. Now, the old media still has a stranglehold on thought and consciousness by the vast majority of people. For whatever, for better or worse, that's just, we know that's the way it is. Even though our reach is growing, more people than ever. How many is it? What, 5 million downloads of the YouTube of the first episode now? Of the Global Quest?
Well, not five plus million total views of all the episodes. The first one's got over 1 million.
Wow. I mean, that's stunning. Absolutely stunning if you think about the reach that this has got, because we know this information would not be welcome, even on public broadcasting, because it flies into the face of many of the donors that support public broadcasting, and that includes the pharmaceutical and hospital systems that are now prohibiting, in some cases, children from being cared for if they have not been vaccinated, by the way. Those are the evildoers in modern medicine, and they're going to be part of their own demise. Now, sometimes, though, when the mainstream media reports some facts that are actually truthful, it has an impact on behavior that is pretty good. And this one, this particular reporting, and it relates to cholesterol-lowering medications, and it qualifies as today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy! What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by brains with cholesterol deficiencies. Yes, those are real things, and they can't think very well. If there is, TMB, get this, negative news reported on statin drugs is tied to, get this, a drop in prescriptions.
that is priceless. So if the news media reports negative things about certain types of drugs,
yeah,
that they could potentially cause rectal bleeding, bleeding from the eyes, death, heart attack, cancer, that then therefore after that the prescriptions for those decrease, people don't want to take them. That
exactly,
is,
yeah.
That is about the best moment of doubt we've had in a long time.
Yeah, and that shows you the positive of a mainstream media and the power that they have to do good, but they mostly don't do good. But they reported on the findings in the European Heart Journal that basically say, you know, statin drugs, you know, are not so good. Now, the reporting of the findings is actually that anytime news reported on those studies, it causes people to give up the prescription of statin drugs. And that's good news because statin drugs destroy the liver. They wipe out your coenzyme Q10 stores in your mitochondria, so you lose energy. They precipitate or facilitate the neurological degradation diseases of old age. They call it dementia and Alzheimer's, etc. And I can't find a good thing that they do.
Well, no, Robert, you're missing it. The best thing that they do, regardless of those, you know, minimal side effects, they lower cholesterol. Cholesterol is the enemy. They lower cholesterol, right?
Well, in some cases.
Of course I'm being silly.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I'm being facetious.
But they focus on the side effects, like you said, TMB, and suddenly people go, well, maybe it's not worth it, even if they don't know that cholesterol is not the great Satan.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I'm being facetious, of course. I mean, the one thing that they supposedly do that is touted as being a positive is really a negative in and of itself as well. So you not only have all of these negative side effects of the cholesterol-lowering drugs, the fact that it's a cholesterol-lowering drug is a negative because cholesterol is not the enemy. Cholesterol is actually a good guy in our bodies, and the people that live the longest have the higher or lower levels of cholesterol. It's a quiz, Robert. They have higher or low cholesterol.
Well, let me just say this, friends. If you want to live a longer life, have longevity and a health span to go along with it, full-on cognitive function, no dementia, no Alzheimer's, you better hope to get those numbers up higher, my friends.
Higher.
More cholesterol. Higher cholesterol.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So we have these statin drugs that are so toxic, and you just listed the side effects regarding the liver, the CoQ10, and so forth. But not only that, the main thing that they do is toxic to the body. We don't want lower cholesterol. We want higher cholesterol.
And think about it this way, too, in terms of cancer. I think, didn't any doctors present the fact that cholesterol is, of course, protective because of the membrane surrounding the cell itself needs the fat, needs the cholesterol as a protection, as a barrier, so it could be a protective aspect against cancer, too.
I think, if I remember correctly, that Dr. Jonathan Wright mentioned that in his interview. I cannot remember. But, yeah,
I think you're right.
It was mentioned in the Quest.
I think you're right about that. And DMB, you still with me?
I'm here. Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have dropped out. My apologies. I was asking if Dr. Jonathan Wright is going to be there tomorrow.
You know what? Dr. Wright will not be there. He was really sad that he couldn't make it. He wanted to be here. But another person from his clinic up there in Tahoma will be here, and that's Dr. Gaston Cornu-Labatt. He will be here with his wife.
Awesome. Oh, well, good. At least he'll be represented. I wonder if he'll wear purple. Otherwise, I'll have to find a cover on there.
I doubt that Dr. Gaston will wear purple, but he will be sitting at the table with Dr. Brzezinski, because Dr. Gaston has had Dr. Brzezinski mentor him and teach him his methods. So I think that'll be a fun table to watch.
That's fantastic. So, you know, interestingly enough, this article coming through one of the peer-reviewed journals, it was literally an article about, oh my gosh, we got to stop the mainstream media from reporting on side effects of drugs, because if we do, every time it happens, fewer people will be willing to take those drugs. Isn't this amazing, the kind of studies that they're doing? They're going to go, how do we put a clamp down on the First Amendment so that people can't learn about how dangerous drugs are?
Yeah, you've got to stop the pastors from teaching the jury the truth about their duty and their rights as jurors. You got to stop the truth coming out in the mainstream media about the side effects of drugs. Heck, let's just stop freedom of speech altogether and just have the government release what they want us to know, kind of like they do in China. That's where we're heading.
Yeah, the Chinese model is definitely what we want to adopt, because freedom is far too dangerous to our health and our well-being. We need to be ruled over by pharmaceutical overlords that tell us exactly what to eat, and of course it's not food, it's pills.
Yeah, and it's interesting that we mentioned China just now. I wasn't even thinking about it, but I've been in correspondence with a man that's over in, I think he's in Malaysia at this point, but he's a Chinese man, and he said that during the Quest he was in China, and it was blocked, that you could not access the YouTube. We hosted on YouTube, we put it up there for people to view. You couldn't view it in China.
Shows the growth of the pharmaceutical stranglehold even on a semi-communist nation, which is not really communist anymore, as we know. In some ways, Hong Kong has more freedom, capitalistic-type freedom, than we have in the United States.
But, they really do. They really do, yeah.
Another strange irony about that. But speaking of pills, I think we've got a medicinal update that might get people off of pills.
Okay.
You know that song. It means it's time for a cannabis update. And, of course, we featured cannabis in The Truth About Cancer. It was discussed, and it's also in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book TMB RSV wrote together. And we're working on expanding after all of these events pass us by, so we'll have time to finish it. But Minnesota, TMB, Minnesota just added pain patients to their medical marijuana program. This is actually a good news story on cannabis up in Minnesota.
That's awesome. So pain patients now are able to use medicinal marijuana. Well, you know what? It's extremely healthy plant. None of the side effects that the opiates have, like the hydrocodone. I mean, that should be probably one of the first groups of people that have access to medicinal marijuana, because it works so well with pain, and it doesn't have the side effects that you have with things like the opiates and the hydrocodone, the opiate derivatives You know, one of the problems that we have with something like a hydrocodone is that the first thing that happens is it paralyzes your colon, and then you stop peristalsis, and so you don't eliminate your waste.
Yes.
So
by the way, did you see the new drug that's being advertised specific to constipation caused by opiates?
No.
I am not joking. There's a drug that's being advertised on television that is a constipation drug that is designed specifically for people on opiate painkillers.
Wow. So they know that the opiate painkillers cause constipation and lead to colon cancers and other types of issues like that. So now they have a drug that will mitigate the side effect of the first drug, huh?
Isn't that funny? I mean, the thing is, we've talked about over the years the reality of being on one drug and creating 5 to 10 side effects that are going to be responded to by additional drugs. Now they're not even hiding that reality. They're basically coming out and going, yeah, that's how it works. And in fact, we have a drug for you. If you're on a drug with this side effect, take this drug for that side effect.
And the side effect has now become another condition. It's opiate-induced constipation now. That's a condition now that is directly related to the first drug, and now they're not even hiding it in the name.
Yeah.
They're just saying, this is a problem that caused from the first drug, from the opiates that are paralyzing your colon.
Yeah. So the good news from Minnesota, they have now included those who are on pain medications. They can now be, they are eligible for the so-called medical marijuana program starting next year. It's about dang time. What is taking so long for the rest of the states to integrate and fully free up this plant that God created for good purposes, for good medicine that will not harm you, will not kill you, can bring about healing, at the very least relieve suffering. TMB, we got an accounting story, and it relates to Star Wars and the Death Stars. Fascinating discussion. We're going to get into the quintillion level. That's a lot of zeros, TMB, but I know you're up for it.
Quintillion.
All right, we'll be back with that and no more Death Stars after this break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Glorilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave her not the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. You. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Okay, we're going to go to an accounting story because we have an expert in-house here, TMB, outside the box and now outside the accounting box. How far outside the accounting box are we going? We're going global. We're going beyond global. We're going universe. We're going galaxy style. TMB, okay. This story is pretty wild. An accountant, I don't know if he had too much time on his hand or whatever, but a professor, he calculated the economic impact of destroying Death Stars. Now, I don't know if anybody is not a fan or hasn't seen Star Wars. It was this planet-sized ship that was created to destroy planets. They called them the Death Stars, right? This was the cornerstone of the Empire. And he said, you know, based on the production cost of a what's the biggest thing our military makes? Like an aircraft carrier, right? Uh-huh. Figured out how much an aircraft carrier costs to make in the current economy. And then extrapolated out from that, this guy, Zachary Feinstein, Washington University. And he said his study is titled, It's a Trap, Emperor Palpatine's Poison Pill, which posits that there would be a catastrophic economic crisis in the Star Wars universe brought on by the destruction of the Death Stars. Why? Well, in equivalent value, if we say how much an aircraft carrier costs, the Death Stars each cost about $193 quintillion to $419 quintillion to complete. Can we conceive of quintillion?
Quintillion. Well, you know, the interesting thing is, my geek alert is coming up here. a quintillion is, in the United States, a quintillion is a one followed by 18 zeros. So a million has six zeros, and then a billion has nine zeros. A quintillion has 18 zeros. The interesting thing, though, is if you're in Great Britain, a quintillion has 13
Yeah, so they're saying that if they destroyed them, it would destroy the galactic economy, that it would take, let's say, a major government bailout of a galactic proportion that is impossible to do. And it's ironically, you know, even that's a science fictional universe. The real universe we live in here in the United States, with the kind of debt we got in the trillions, is in a similar fashion. You know, with the collapse of that dollar, with the collapse of cheap oil over the next few years when they can't pull it out of the ground so cheap, what's going to happen? How can you bail out at a certain point when the money becomes worthless?
Well, yeah, and that's the reality is you can't. And the reality is that trillions of dollars are so, $20 trillion in debt is so big that you can't even fathom that.
Absolutely, absolutely stunning. And so to take it out in that context, maybe we'll learn something, but I doubt it, because the politicians on both sides of the political aisle can't seem to fathom and want to rein it in, because it means living within your means. And since when has government lived within its means in the last century?
Exactly. It never happens. And they're not worried about it because they're living high on the hog.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't think that even if something happens to the dollar or the debt continues to go through the roof, it's not going to affect their way of life. It's a very selfish way of thinking that most of the politicians have, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and if they cared about their kids and grandkids, they would rein it in, but they're very self-absorbed sociopaths in fact. So not even the Death Star would stop them. You know, one last story real quick. We're almost out of time here, but it was about Agent Orange. The Alliance for Natural Health put this out. Remember, they said all the GMO crops would be great because they'd have to use fewer pesticides, less pesticides. Well, turns out that Roundup Ready crops are now resistant to Roundup. In other words, it doesn't work. So they begin to add this thing called Enlist Duo, which is a combination of glyphosate and 2,4-D, which is one of the components of DDT. And somebody petitioned the EPA, and the EPA finally said, okay, maybe we shouldn't allow this to happen.
They petitioned the EPA that we should not allow DDT to be added?
Yeah, and the only reason they acquiesced is that it was a legal action under the Endangered Species Act. And that's the only way the EPA would act, because they don't give a flip if it kills humans. But endangered species, okay, maybe we should not allow this pesticide on the market.
It's the world gone upside down, RT.
I tell you, man, we're living in loony land. We're just reporting on it, trying to get you back to some level of sanity and good health. TMB, my friend, can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, buddy. Be safe.
The gala is happening. Why? How could this be? Well, it's easy. Because the power to heal is yours. Yes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.